John chapter 5. The text tonight begins with verse 28. It says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice." Marvel not at this. Marvel not at what? Marvel not at what he just said in the previous verses. Look at verse 25. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he's the Son of Man." And he says in verse 28, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice." You know, we don't enter into the amazement of that. We don't enter into the amazement of that. If we are alive when our Lord returns, and actually if we're past even when he returns, we're going to be the ones coming out of the graves. So we're going to see this either way, either way. But when our Lord returns, it's going to be unbelievable to see what happens to this earth. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, we think, well, there's a body there in a grave, and the Lord, he's going to send a soul back to it, and their body's going to get up. All right? Here's what the Lord said. "From dust you came, and to dust you'll return." Bodies that have been laying there for thousands of years are not there anymore. They're not there anymore. They've gone back to the dust. They're just elements in the ground now. That's all they are. Elements in the ground. Our God has the ability to bring all those elements back together. To bring all of them back together to the individual person that it was. All the individual dust particles. Bring all those back together that went to that body. That's amazing, isn't it? We underestimate our God so much. And he can put life in that again. The wonder of our God. And after he does that, he has the wisdom and the knowledge to know every soul's case that's going to come before the judgment. He knows everything about every body that's going to come out of that ground. Everything. He's got the knowledge to know every soul's case and judge them individually and according to their works. That's what Revelation says. What a God we have. Turn with me over to Matthew chapter 27. I have always loved this. I remember the very first time I read this. I've always loved this. Matthew 27, look at verse 50. "When Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many." Isn't that amazing? There is so much life in our Lord. When he arose from the ground, the saints that were near him, there was so much life in the earth, they all got out of their graves and went into Jerusalem and started talking to people. Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. What a God we have. Well, back over in John chapter 5, verse 28 says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth." Now, this is our Lord speaking. This is God talking. And I can tell you the truth. We're reading the truth. We're about to continue reading the truth. And it says in verse 29, "They shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." All are going to be resurrected. Those that have done good are going to be resurrected unto life, and those that have done evil are going to be resurrected unto damnation. Now, I want life. I really do. I want life, eternal life. I don't want to be resurrected to damnation. I don't. I want to be resurrected to life. But here's my problem. Here's my problem. I know, and you know, that there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Okay? I know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. There is no good in me. None. There's none good but God. So what is our Lord talking about right here? Why would he say that? Why would he write that? He means something by that, or he would have never written that. He is not lying. He's telling us the truth. That means something. What is this good unto life? Well, he just told us in the previous verses. Look at verse 23. "That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily," that means of a truth, God is telling man, now listen to me, and I'm telling you the truth. "I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." This is the good. All that are in the graves are going to come forth. And all those who honored the Son and heard his word and believed on him are going to be resurrected unto life. And all those who did not honor the Son and would not hear his word and did not believe on him are going to be resurrected unto damnation. That's what our Lord just said. Well, you're preaching works now. You're preaching works. You used to preach grace, man. Now you're preaching works. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm preaching the Word of God. Here's our question. Here's the title of this message. Must a person believe in order to be saved? Must a person believe in order to be saved? All right, let's search the Scriptures. Go with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse Verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the substance, and that word means confidence. Faith is the confidence, and it's the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence of the work that God has done that we can't see with our eyes. The evidence. All right, now our text said, "All that have done good." That's what our Lord said, "All that have done good." We know that there's none that doeth good. But according to God, they must have a good record. They're going to be called back up, and the record's going to be pulled, and all that have done good are going to be resurrected to life. They must have a good record. They must have a good report to enter into eternal life. How does a person get a good record? Hebrews 11 verse 2 says, "For by it," by what? Faith, "the elders obtained a good report." It's by God-given faith. Verse 4 says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." In order to appease an angry God who is going to punish sin, he's going to punish it, he's going to, a sacrifice must be made. Did I make it? Did you make it? No. Christ made it. How was it applied to my account? If I've got this record that must be pulled up, how is it applied to Abel's account? How did Abel offer it to God on behalf of his sin? And how do I offer it to God on behalf of my sin? This says, by faith. How did Enoch get into heaven? Verse 5 says, by faith. Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Must a person believe this gospel in order to be saved? Because our text says, the Lord Jesus Christ said, the God, the actual God that cannot lie, said, "Whoever has done good in God's eyes will receive the resurrection of life. And whoever has done evil in God's eyes will receive the resurrection of damnation." Must a person have faith in order to be saved? Man, you are preaching works. No, I'm not. Whose faith is it? Where does it come from? Who gets the glory for it? God, God, God. Must a person have it? Must a person believe in order to be saved? Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Verse 7, how was Noah saved? By faith. Verse 8, how did Abraham obey God? By faith. Verse 11, how did Sarah conceive? Through faith. Verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and they were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. They're seeking life. Life. They that say such things declare plainly that God has done something to them. All right, now go with me to Mark 16. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, verse 15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Preach the gospel. There's one. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Believeth, that's faith, that's the gift of God. Faith is the gift of God. Baptized is the work of God. That's something that the Holy Spirit does. True baptism is of the Holy Spirit. "He that receives the gift of God and the work of God shall be saved." It goes on to say, "But he that believeth not shall be damned." All right, now let's go to Romans chapter 10. Romans 10, verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. "And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Confession is made. Verse 11 says, "For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they've not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Hearing is a gift of God. Hearing. How are they going to call if they have not believed? Faith is a gift of God. Hearing is a gift of God. It's all a gift of God. Every bit of it. Now, wait a minute. By grace are you saved. By grace are you saved. And that happened eternally. That happened from the foundation of the world. That's right. Amen. Amen. Well, then let's throw faith out the window. No. That's not what God said. I can't not believe something in order to understand something else. If I don't understand it, then I don't understand it. But I must believe everything that my God has said. By grace are you saved. By grace. It's all the gift of God. But how does that gift come to you? Through faith. Through faith. All right, now let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12, verse 31 says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." The Holy Ghost is the one who causes a person to believe. That's what he does. God sends the Holy Ghost, and the work of the Holy Ghost in a sinner causes him to believe God. And he said, "I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven." That's unbelief. Verse 32 says, "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him." That's Christ. It'll be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. Two people walked up to a tree with leaves on it. All right? One says, that's an apple tree. The other one says, no, that's an orange tree. How will they know? Really, how will it be settled? How will it be confirmed? You'll know by its fruit. When the fruit comes in, you'll know. The fruit is the evidence. Faith is the evidence. Faith is the fruit. That's what it is. Let's go to Luke 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 8 says, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. It's the fruit. It's the fruit. Now back to our text in John 5. Verse 28 says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Our Lord just gave himself as the example of what he just said. The example. I trust him. I look to him. I wait on him. I believe him. I believe him. Verse 31 says, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Any man or woman who goes through this life witnessing of himself, and anything other than grace is self. Anything. But any man or woman who goes through this life witnessing of himself, his witness is not true. And he's done evil. And he's going to be resurrected to damnation. But any man or woman who goes through this life with the witness of Christ, not just in word only, but in life, but honestly, Christ, witnessing Christ, it's all about Christ. Christ did it all. Christ paid it all. Christ is all. I'm just looking to Christ. That's faith. That's what faith is. It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with Christ. And that's faith. That's what faith is. Christ is all I need. Christ is all my hope. Christ is all. If any man or woman witnesses that, his witness is true. His witness is true. And he's going to be resurrected unto life. So let's all say with the apostles, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. I need it. I need it. Increase my faith. All right, let's stand together.